What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons one and two, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season three.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Got you for another hour and let's call it 55 minutes. By the way, programming note for tomorrow on The Carton Show with Craig and C-Mac. The great, the legendary, Walt Clyde Frazier in studio, 3 p.m. tomorrow with the boys. So you definitely want to be tuned in on that.
Hacking and whacking.
That's right. Well, listen, Clyde, whatever, you know, whatever we do in our private time, that's up to us. But
Yep.
So he'll be with the guys there, obviously talking about the Knicks. They'll be talking about the Pistons and Cavs, I'm sure. And the Cavs have taken a lead in that game. I'll say this. If Cleveland wins tonight, they're winning the series. I don't think they lose. I think they're gutless, but I don't think they lose a game six at home. Detroit is just completely. That's why when I talked to, or anybody, I talked to Ozzy earlier, I talked to some calls. How could you not feel overly confident right now as a Knicks fan? Detroit is nothing like they were in the regular season. They are completely off. They shouldn't have even beat the Magic. If Wagner didn't get hurt or the Magic could hit a shot in game six, they literally went an hour in real time without making a basket. Like, historically bad. And now they're struggling with Cleveland. Plus, and I do pay attention to this stuff, as I like to gamble a little bit, but and always gamble responsibly. Cleveland and the Knicks were the top two favorite teams to get out of the East at the start of the year. Vegas usually knows what they're doing. So maybe it does make sense. It ends up being Knicks, Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I'm all here for that because the Knicks would have home court, and I think they would make short work of the Cavs. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Now, we know this as sports fans. We love our sports. And we love when our teams make it to the playoffs, to the postseason. And during the regular season, look, there are times where you're going to have to do something with your friends, with your wife, with your family. If you have to miss a regular, even in football, that's brutal, but you make do with it. You live with it. You accept it. But then there are times where, we've all been there, a wedding, maybe even your own, a vacation, something that you or your wife or your girlfriend or your family planned. And as the calendar starts to get closer and closer to the trip, you realize, oh boy, this is going to be an issue. And it sounds like Anthony in Danbury, Connecticut might be dealing with something like that coming up. Do I have the right idea here, Tone, or not?
Yes, you do. That was the perfect tee up, Tommy.
So, lay it on me.
What's up? I have this vacation to Florida planned with my family and my girlfriend from June 13th to the 21st, right? So I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there's a potential that a Knicks finals, if it goes past four games, I would be in Florida for that. Now, again, I don't want to get ahead of myself. If they happen to win, I don't mind watching that in Florida, but I might miss the parade. I brought it up to my family that I would leave for a day just to go to the parade and then go back on vacation, but my family wasn't too happy about that.
No, that families usually aren't happy about those type of things. I could speak to that. But what day were you there till again? What was the date of the return trip?
It was June 13th to the 21st. And before you answer, my dad is in the car with me. So,
hey, Tommy.
Hey, how are you, sir? So, obviously, look, I could speak to this just, you know, I don't know if I ever had a vacation plan, but I've been at weddings during, I've brought this up before, the Robin Ventura Grand Slam single. I was at a wedding. I actually missed that because we didn't have phones at the time and we were being, you know, what we shouldn't have been doing, which was sneaking off from the wedding. We missed a big family photo and like they did in The Godfather, and I never heard the end of it. So I actually missed that because we didn't have phones. What you need here is you need, obviously, the Knicks in the finals. You need it to go 7, and then you need the parade to be on a Tuesday. That's probably the best.
Yeah.
Because then that would be the 23rd of June, and you would be home by that point, correct?
Yeah, and even if it was on that Monday, I feel like I could swing it. I would obviously be very tired from my flight the day before, but, like, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if the Knicks win, it's the first time since 73, I think I have to be there.
No, of course. Yeah, 100%. Well, yes. Let me ask you this. Is this the vacation? Is it just a vacation? Is there something special planned with you and your girlfriend? Blink twice. You don't have to tell me on the air, but like, is this something it's really like super, you have to be there? Or do you think like, cause you have time here, could you kind of lean on your folks and your girlfriend to say, hey, listen, this is a million years in the making. It's the first time in my life. I love you guys. I'll make it up to you. But can I just go back to this parade? Like, is there a way that within time you can kind of get the okay?
I think that they would be upset in the moment, but they would forgive me. There's nothing, like, insane that's happening. It's just, like, a family bonding type of moment,
cool.
You know?
Gotcha.
But, I mean, we're in Florida. I don't know if teams still do the Disney World parades, because that would also be an option. But I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was more of more of a football thing. Do other sports do that? That's obviously a big
probably
thing with football. But that's not going to match the parade, because the parade here for the Knicks is going to be absolutely electric. We know that.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
It's bonkers.
My advice, which is always my advice to people in your situation, is both before, for sure, and after, do everything in your power. And it's transparent, but that's okay, because I can tell you this as a married man. Our wives, they know that we're buttering them up, but they don't care. My wife just wants me to do the chores. It doesn't matter. You know, she knows I'm doing it just to be a good husband so I can get away with going on vacation with my buddies or something, but she doesn't care as long as the chores get done. So my advice would be, whether it's with your family or with your girlfriend, is just be the best boyfriend and son you can be for the next month. If they allow you to do this, do everything in your power afterwards to show gratitude for all of them. I would suggest not only a gift, but your time, because I could say this as far as my parents. We are the greatest gift we can give them. So give your time, give your effort, because if they do allow this, because it is us, it is being a, let's be fair, it's being a pig, but we're sports fans, that's how we are. You have to make it up to them, because if they grant you this release, that would be so cool on their part. And then, like I said, do everything in your power to show your appreciation for them and especially, of course, your girlfriend.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually work in sports and, like, you know, sports in my life. So I feel like they would forgive me.
And also another... go ahead.
I have a possible solution, Tommy. My son can pay for my flight to the parade and console me through the divorce.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I was actually just going to bring up your wife, and I was just going to tell your son, Anthony, this is another thing you need to do. Make sure that you don't put mom over the girlfriend. I can't give you any better advice ever in life, because so whatever you do for mama, make sure a girlfriend gets the same thing. That's the best pro tip I could ever give you. But look, you're in a tough spot, but let's just put our fingers together and say, you know what? Knicks in 7, that way you and your dad and everybody else can go to that parade and you don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah, no matter what, for all the Knicks fans out there, even if I can't make it, which I will do everything in my power to go, I would rather the Knicks win and me not make it.
Well, that's very selfless of you.
In however many games.
And you know what, Anthony? I appreciate the call. I love this type of stuff. And I feel for the situation you're in, and everybody in the audience does, because we've all, to some degree, have been there, and we can feel, look, you're getting to go to Florida, but still, you're in a pickle. You're in a tough spot. Update me on this. Keep me posted, obviously, as we go here. So I want to get updates from you, as accordingly, whenever you feel necessary.
I will. I might be calling in as Anthony in Stanford, because that's where I work. So if you hear from me, Anthony in Danbury, or Anthony in Stanford, the same guy.
Perfect. Sounds good. I appreciate you reaching out, bro.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Good talking to you and your dad. And say hi to everybody. And look, if I gave you bad advice here, if your dad's telling you don't listen to this idiot, I understand that. I'm just giving you the advice. I've lived the life, as they say. You know, as a guy that had the girlfriends, had the wife.
Tommy, now, the mama's boy.
Been the mama's boy, been the sports fan, been the sports talk radio.
Tommy, the legend.
Thank you. I've been in all these situations before, so I've lived it. I have lived experience.
Tommy, the total package.
Thank you. So you have to know how to navigate these waters, because you have your first love, which is, and I say this, obviously your family's your first love, but when it comes to, and this is the things that girlfriends and wives have to understand, our first love is sports. And when we meet them, they are now our love as well, but it's about balancing that love. There you go, Carson. Mets win. There you go. Very nice. Look at him throwing the helmet there. Very nice. 3-2 victory for the Mets. We'll get into the Mets here in just 1 second. I want to tie a bow on this. If you or anybody else like an Anthony situation, that's the best thing I could say to you is do everything in your power to be the good boyfriend or the good husband, the good son leading up to it. Hope that your family is gracious enough to allow you to do something like this and they understand the weight and the gravity of that. And then afterwards, also show your appreciation. Because I've been there before where I acted like a total pig. Well, it's not the best way to go about it, though. Some people do that, but that's the way they operate. I just don't think that's the best. That's not setting a great precedent. You know what I'm saying? But it's also good, and I think this is very important as well. And I didn't get the information how long you've been dating your girlfriend or anything like that. But I do think this is important if you are a huge sports fan. You do need to, assuming she's not a sports fan, she doesn't get the fandom thing, you have to explain to her early on and sort of set the tone for your fandom. Don't hide it. Explain it to her. Look, I'm on the couch on football Sundays. I do this, I do that. That way it's known early and you're not surprising her once you're engaged and once you're married. She's like, what the hell is this? So it sounds like the girlfriend knows, but that's always a good thing that they're aware of it. That way there's no surprises. You know, you want to get everything out there on the table because we are all nuts. And I mean that in a great way when it comes to sports. But there you go, Carson. Carson Benz has been terrific, by the way. And look, we send our positive vibes to Juan Soto, who had to leave the game. He fouled the ball off his ankle. So that part of it, positive vibes, positive vibes, positive vibes. But a big-time positive for this team right now is Carson Benz. He has been terrific. He has been awesome in the field. He's been awesome at the dish. And he is the hero tonight in the bottom of the 10th inning after Brooks Raley shut down the Tigers. And anytime in the top you give up no runs, you have to win that game. Have to. That is just an easy either bunt them over, which the Mets didn't. I missed the part where the batter before that. I got to be honest with you. We're talking to Anthony. We're dealing with a very serious situation, how he's going to try to get to the parade. He's on vacation in Florida during the Knicks, during the finals, I should say, for the Knicks. So I missed the batter before that. I'll go back and check and see what happened. But it was one out. Benz was up there. No problem. Boom. Base hit up the middle. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Here's what we'll do. We'll reset. We'll get into the Mets. We'll take a short break here. We'll reset. We'll come back. Very short timeout. I know a lot of people went to the game. They're going to be excited. We're going to hear from them. We're going to get to your Met calls. So I want to make sure we get this break out of the way. That way we have more time to discuss them leading up to midnight. So if you're on hold right now, we will get to you. If you somehow are already outside of Citi Field, you want to hit me up or you want to talk Mets, 888-808-1019. This is After Hours. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's gone final. Out at Citi Field, the Mets have won their second straight game. They are now 7-4 in May. Juan Soto did have to leave the game. Hopefully we get more news on that as Mendoza meets the media coming up, but he fouled the ball off his ankle, had to leave the game in the seventh inning. He did stay in after he fouled the ball off. He did look frustrated after striking out. I don't know if that was a pain thing. I don't know if that was a striking out thing, but he ultimately came out later in the game. We will get news, I'm sure, to some degree from Mendoza once he meets the media. But the Mets did hold on. They did end up winning the game after Brooks Raley in the top of the 10th inning shut down the Tigers, did not allow a run. And then Carson Benz, who has been really, really good. He's blossoming into the player that we all hoped he would be, hitting well over 300 this past week. He's been awesome in the field. Carson Benz stepped up. One out, runner on second with the game-winning base hit. And you're starting to see whether it's Ewing, whether it's Christian Scott, whether it was Benj, some of these young players coming up here and giving them a spark. Benj obviously being here all year. Scott's been around for a little bit, but Ewing kind of being that final guy here that we've seen that has given the Mets a little bit of a jolt, a little bit of a boost. And they are 2-0 in the A.J. Ewing era. So that sounds really good to me. Sending our positive vibes to Juan Soto, of course, but you can only do with who's on the field and the players that are on the field, and credit the pitching for keeping the Tigers at bay. It was 2-0. The Mets were able to battle back, make it 2-2, and then ultimately won the game in the 10th inning, their second in a row, and they are now 7-4 in May. And now Carson...
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Benj, last 18 games, is batting 333 with an OPS over 8. So he's really, you know, hit his stride. It was understandable early on, you know, first 20 games, your first taste of the big league scene. You might struggle a little bit. But now Benj has turned the corner. He's kicked it into another gear. And he's given this team a jolt at the top of the order. A guy that you can, you know, count on. And to me, I love him in the leadoff spot. I liked it when Soto was there too, but I think Benj leadoff for the rest of really the season, I think I like that spot as well, for sure. And he's been incredible. And when you see this outfield of Ewing, of Soto, of Benj, it gets you excited, not only for the present, but for the future, because that really is the outfield for the Mets and that plan of what the outfield is going to look like for the next 10 years or so, maybe more. You know, hopefully. And Soto's on a long-term deal, and those guys are both very young players. Love what I've seen from Benj. Can't say enough about him, defensively and offensively. And this is what you want. Young players that give you that hope, not only for what's going on right now, but also for the future. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. As soon as we get word on Juan Soto or any type of word, we will pass it along. Let's go to Steven in Brooklyn. What's up, Steven?
Hey, Loogie, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
All right, we're in the car. We just left the Citi Field. I'm with my two young children and my nephew. And I have to say, this is what we want. We want to see the youngsters on the field, and we want to see W's. I only bought these tickets today because of what I saw last night, and the young kid got us excited. So that's what we call a winning streak, and hopefully more to come.
Absolutely, and you talked about A.J. Ewing, and whenever it comes to a prospect getting called up, it does draw people to the ballpark, because if that player ends up being the next David Wright, or Pete Alonso, of course, these are the type of moments and games and series that you will remember forever, because you were there for the first game or two or first series of said young player. So what A.J. Ewing does for the fan base, we've seen it. Citi Field has been electric the last couple nights. What he's done for this team, you know, 13 runs scored in two games, back-to-back wins, as they have already taken the series against the Tigers, and now they all look for the sweep. This is one of those situations where, you know, things are going well, for sure.
No question. Nice win. Bo Bichette, it may have been a flare, but it was an RBI game-tying hit, so we'll take that.
Well, at this point with Bo, I think you're looking for, you know, anything to kind of get him going, and I expect him to hit like he has hit throughout his career. He's been a machine, and it's one of those things where it's hard to even explain why he has struggled, but I do know that he's going to get hot. When he gets hot, he's going to get red hot, but yeah, it's nice to see any ball. He's had some hard luck. That's not the reason he's not hitting, but he's had some hard hit balls that didn't find the necessary place to get a hit, but it's nice, even if it's a little bloop that pops in, great. It helped the team, it helps him, and hopefully it gets him going.
What drives me crazy, and we will lose games like this, is with the game tied in the bottom of the last, having the runner on second, not being able to get him over, you know, with the first batter. It's just unacceptable. Bunt him over, get the ball to
the
right
side, I was doing the show, Steve, and I was dealing with a situation where one of our callers...
I know, you missed it, I know.
Yeah, so I didn't see it. So what ended, did they try to bunt him over, hit the right? Like, what ended up, why didn't they get the runner over?
Turan struck out.
Got it.
You know, just to keep the bat out. I'm a
Turan
fan in general. I think he didn't bunt. Hmm. I think it was a strike three, and he swung and missed. But you got to do whatever you can. Get him over.
Yeah.
Get him over. You're professionals. You got to get him over. Yeah. Old school baseball, get them over.
My lean there, especially with Torrens, would be to bunt. At least try to bunt. Maybe if you don't...
I would
if it didn't
okay
work on the
old
first pitch...
Baseball.
Yeah, if it didn't work on the first pitch, then maybe I would try to just hit away and see if you got a base hit or hit to the right field, worst case, or even a sack fly. But I would have tried to bunt with the first pitch, because all you need is a run and the game is over, and Benj is coming up next and he's been a hot hitter, so you trust him to make contact. But listen, they
exactly
got the run in.
Thank
ultimately
you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, Steve. No problem. Enjoy the ride home with your kids and your, I think you were there with your niece or nephew, whoever you're there with. Enjoy it. I'm glad they had a fun experience at Citi Field. And yeah, I love the positivity. And these are the type of things. You just look for a spark. You know, a hit here, a game-winning walk-off win there. Something to lift this team. And hopefully the news is all good on Juan Soto. It was just precautionary. Mendoza is meeting the media now. He is smiling, not just because they won a couple games in a row, but I hope he's smiling because there's good news on Soto. We're going to get it at some point, whether it goes on Twitter or the audio, and I will have it for you immediately once I see it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Thomas the Great Lugowski. How are you tonight, bud?
What's happening?
What's going on? Listen, no, Torrens actually did try to bunt on
he
the
did
first pitch.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. So he bunted on the first pitch, and then on the second pitch he swung away?
No, second pitch I think it was a called strike.
Got it. Okay, so then I'm all good with that. You try the bunt on the first one. If it didn't look good, then you know you got to trust the professional hitter to hit the ball to right field.
Exactly. You know what? I feel like, what do you call it? Our relationship is starting to flourish now. You know, weekly calls, sometimes twice a week, you know, and so I won't feel bad when you take Connor and I out for drinks after I win our bet.
Yeah, well, so I think it's more than just, Fleeks is involved, right? And we're debating Roseburg. Yep.
Yeah, Trip B. So
I invited Paul in Yonkers. I don't know if you heard this, but I invited him, and Paul doesn't want to go because he doesn't want people to see him or something. I don't know what the deal is there. I mean, that's if it's something private, personal, I understand that. There are people in the audience, Mike, that think that Paul Yonkers is actually Evan Roberts, and that's why he doesn't want anybody to know what he looks like. I don't know one way or the other. I do enjoy Paul's calls, but I invited him, I extended the invitation, and he politely declined.
I love when you guys go back and forth.
Thank you.
And by the way, with the Mets, I love the benching, I love the Ewing thing. The problem is, and I was talking to Connor about this. The problem is, if they don't start winning, like rattling off wins, which you know they have. I looked on Tankathon yesterday. I spoke to Al last night. They're the second hardest schedule for the rest of the season, right? Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I just don't see this team rattling off like 5, 6, 7 wins. I don't think they're good enough. And not only that, but Atlanta doesn't lose. You know, it's crazy to me. I don't understand. But bring up the kids. Bring up Fintucci, bring up Pong, bring up
Clifford. Mm-hmm.
And these guys that are playing now. You know what I mean? We're not getting it. Thank God we won tonight, but we're still 12 and a half games out from Atlanta. And if you look at the Central and the West, I think the same as last year. I think all the wild card teams are going to come out of those two divisions, and there's only going to be one team out of the East again. Obviously, there's a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I actually told that. I said by the series, they play the Mets. I mean, they play the Reds, I think, up until the 27th this month. If they're still anywhere between 11 and 13 out by that time, I think they're done, you know, as far as, you know.
Well, the division, maybe, but you're also got wild card spots. So I think the division, and I'm all for, you know, shoot for the moon, mm-hmm. but in this situation, I think you have to start with wild card spots, work your way there. You don't know what these teams are going to do in front of you. They could fall off. They could collapse. As far as the schedule is what it is. And if you could get hot, like, I look at it this way. If the Mets, I really believe this, if the Mets can start hitting, the pitching has been there. If they could start hitting, this is a team that can beat even good teams. So I wouldn't be worried about their opponents. I would be more worried about them right now because they haven't been hitting. So it's more about them getting their offense going. And once they do, I think the pitching is strong enough for them to start stacking 4, 5, 6 wins in a row.
Agreed. One just last point. So the problem is, and almost the same as last year, and even when they were up, how many, 21 games or whatever they were last year over 500, I said this out. The problem is that the starting staff still, even though they're pitching a little bit better, like look at even last night, Peralta, if Peralta, that guy doesn't run into the umpire at third, Peralta's out of there by 5 innings. Scott was out of there, what, four?
Yeah, he didn't need to make it through the fifth. Mm-hmm.
The problem is, like, once this kid, it's early in the season, but as it keeps going, you know, guys are going to get hurt, number one, out of the bullpen. And the bullpen, once you start seeing these guys, dude, there's 3 and 4 guys pitching every night. Eventually, they get tired, and, you know, they don't have a ton. They have Minter coming back, hopefully, soon.
Yeah, I think he had a setback, though, so he might be out for a little minute. He was supposed to be back soon, but I think he got a setback.
All right. Well, like you said, from your mouth to God's ears, hopefully the Mets do make a wild card, but always appreciate the time, brother, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Mike. So what I would tell Mike and what I would tell everybody is you can't, because I know people like this is their brain goes this way. Well, by this date or look at the schedule in August and this is going to, you have to look at this day to day. You have to. Win a game today, go to tomorrow. Win a game tomorrow, go from there. They dug a deep hole in April. They're not going to dig out of it overnight. So you have to chip away, chip away, chip away. And whether it's calling for reinforcements in the minors like they have, or making a trade, or holding the fort until guys come back, a Lindor, a Luis Robert Jr., and I know they haven't gotten the best news on these guys, but still, none of them have been ruled out for the season or anything like that. Polanco, another guy, hold the fort, get those guys back, and if this team could start gelling and playing their best, because who cares about April? You want to play your best baseball middle of the year, end of the year. You want to have a great April, so I don't mean that in the sense of who cares. I wouldn't be 12 games under 500 every April. That's a bold strategy, Cotton. But my point is that you want to be playing your best baseball, because what happened in 25, right? You would want to be playing your best baseball down the stretch. Wouldn't we have all signed for that? Gel at the right time, and then march towards October. There's still plenty of time, and the Mets are playing good baseball in May. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Juan Soto did foul a ball off his ankle. He did leave the game later on after having at least one at-bat after he fouled the ball off his ankle. We were waiting on an update for Soto, and Connor has it for us. Connor, what is going on with Juan Soto?
So we have great news on the generational Juan Soto. X-rays came back negative. Mendy said he's day-to-day.
Okay, so day-to-day, x-rays negative. I assume we'll keep looking that there is no imaging. They're good with the x-rays being negative, and Soto will be now day-to-day. So you get the off day tomorrow, and then I'm sure a game that he will want to be a part of, and that is Friday night hosting the Yankees. And obviously you need every bit of Soto in the lineup right now, especially when you're going to face Cam Schlittler on Friday, because he is beyond the goods. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Anthony in Locust Valley. What's up, Anthony?
I think the Mets are back. I think A.J. Ewing is the spark plug they needed. And I think when you call up a young guy like A.J. Ewing, it sends a message to the rest of the team that nobody's job is safe. And it makes them play harder as well.
And sometimes just changing things up a little bit and bringing in some of that youth. And I think Benj and his ascend, you know, coupled with Ewing, you need that because, look, I hear this all, the players don't care and they look like they don't care in their life. No, they're losing. That's why. So when you're losing games, you're going to look like you don't care because what's there to get excited about when you're losing these games and the offense isn't scoring runs? So it looks lifeless, but it's just because they're losing. When you bring up a player like Ewing who has youth, who has enthusiasm, who has the speed and the spark, and you couple that with Benj, who has been on a tear lately, it really lifts everybody up. And now you have a win like this, where you have a walk-off win, you're having a nice May. That's what you need to get this team rolling. Plus, the starting pitching has been there. So, you know, I'm with you, Anthony, and I've been saying it for weeks. They just need a spark. They just need a spark. A.J. Ewing could be that spark.
That is very true. The only thing that concerns me is I think this team can make a run. Mm-hmm. I believe in the Mets, and I always will. But they got to get some back end rotation help because Holmes has been great.
Yep.
Peralta has been getting much better, and we know McClain is great.
Yep.
But after that, it does fall off, and it does concern me a little bit.
I believe in Christian Scott. Or look, the guy's coming back from a major injury. You know, for the most part, he has been good. You know, he's been pitching better than the guy he replaced, that's for sure. And when it comes to Peterson, they're still trying to figure out the best way to utilize him. And look, they can go out and get another pitcher. They could bring another pitcher up. There are still moves and avenues that they can take. So my biggest stance on this is do not wave the white flag. Do not be sellers. I don't want to hear about Peralta to the Cubs. I want to try to win this year. So acquire talent before you get rid of talent and try different things. And calling up Ewing is one of them to get this team where they are go on a roll.
I agree with that. And I got another team in mind that I know is winning it this year, and that's those New York Knicks. They're winning the championship.
Well, let me double check. Absolutely. Let me double check here. Okay, we're going to keep a close eye and appreciate the call, Anthony. We are going to, you know, we're just going to do a play-by-play here. I'm going to turn on, hey, Connor, what channel is the Pistons-Cavs game on? Because I had the Met game on.
That is on the worldwide leader, ESPN.
Yeah, what channel would that be here at the
27.
Oh, 27. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. 27.
Right now, Pistons 103-98 lead. A minute 30 left in the fourth.
So there you go. So I the Cavs were looking good there. We will keep a close eye on that as well. But yes, I would rather see the Cavs than I would see the Pistons. So we are certainly rooting for Cleveland in this game. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Nick in Dobbs Ferry. Nick, what's going on?
Hey now. Positive Tommy.
What's happening?
Nothing much. I got no cops around me. I got nothing to deal with. I'm just at the grocery store, so you don't got to worry about that.
Yeah, I hope everything went well last time because you were... Didn't the cop just wondering what you were doing? You were just calling me on the phone, right? You weren't doing it. You were stopped, though.
Yeah, I don't call people and drive. I don't drink and drive. I don't call people and drive. I'm a safe person, and I hope everyone else out there...
Agreed. Agreed.
Anyways,
let me just stop in here. What are you at the grocery store here? What are you buying food? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, of course. Well, Tommy, you told me not to be a stranger, so I try to call you up.
It's true. I did say that
because I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
I listen to you every night, and sometimes I got to give you a call. You know, you
told I appreciate that, and I don't want to be like, well, don't let life get in the way, because I've said this before. I have no idea what my audience is doing while they're listening, or even when they're on hold, or when they're calling, and I wouldn't have even said anything, but I could hear the automated checkout there.
Oh, sorry. I'll move away from it.
Yeah, that's all good. It's funny.
All right. No, well, listen, everybody out there, the Odyssey app is heaven sent. It's the best.
Yes.
But okay. My point on the Mets. Listen, I was never a Mets hater until I started talking to Positive Tommy so now we got the Juan Soto incident. I hope he's healthy.
Sounds like he's fine. Sounds like it's dead day to day.
Thank God, because I want him to face the Yankees and everything like that. But I told Tommy over a year ago, Juan Soto is a 1B. He's a number one guy, but he's not a 1A. He's a 1B. So the thing with Soto is, until Lindor gets back or until the Mets get somebody else, look at Juan Soto's career. Anthony Rendon, Manny Machado, Aaron Judge.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not going to lead you guys. You guys have no shot until you get somebody, because he's the best complimentary player in MLB, but he is not that guy. He's not Barry Bonds. He is not Jason Giambi in the 2000s. He's not that big left-handed hitter. He's a complimentary guy. So that's all I got to say, Tommy. Love you, buddy.
Nick, can I let you say your piece there? to call him a complimentary player is incredibly unfair. We're talking about a top five player in the sport, and it remains to be seen because now he has the opportunity, especially with Lindor out, to be the Batman or to be the 1A that you speak of. And I was going to ask you, too, who you consider in the league a 1A. Like, is it only Judge and Ohtani and everybody else is not? Because now we're only talking about two players basically being that guy, the lead. But Soto, at this moment, yes, he has to carry the team. And hopefully everything is good. It sounds like it is day to day. He had an X-ray and it came back negative. But Juan Soto is certainly paid like a leading man. He has certainly performed like a leading man throughout his career. So now it's time to be that leading man with the Mets. Especially when Lindor is out and a couple other guys are injured. And he has to be that guy to, you know, look, one guy can't carry a team, but he's got to do his thing. That's probably the best way to do it. Because it's difficult to carry a baseball team when you only come up four times in a game. So it's more about when you do come up performing at the level that everybody expects. And I expect Juan Soto to do that. He's slumping a little bit right now, but players go through slumps. The numbers will be there. You want him to be there, and you want him to be there in the clutch. And I'm happy that you said that, because as a Yankee fan, you, Nick, you should want to see Juan Soto this weekend, and hopefully he's out there. That would stink if he's not. I know it's not like last year where he's returning to Yankee Stadium, and it's like it's this must-see event. But still, you want to see Soto up against the Yankees any chance you can get. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Alex in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Alex?
Loogie, how we doing, brother?
What do you hear? What do you say? What's up, eh? What's going on?
Listen, coming back from the game.
Beautiful.
With the wife. Just wanted to keep it positive as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Couple points. Number one, I don't want to see Luis Robert come back. I don't want to see Jorge Polanco come back.
Mm.
Those guys are Jed Lowry vibes, okay? I want to see the young guys play. That's where the energy is on this club. That's why we're playing better. That's the power of positivity, Tommy. So I love what I'm seeing. I don't want to see these guys. There's a lot of moping. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, certainly when it comes to Robert Jr., the blessing of his injury is it's allowing a guy like A.J. Ewing the runway to get a ton of playing time, to get up here to the majors. So to that point, I totally agree with you, because Ewing has been, in two games, a spark plug. He's been a lucky charm, so to speak, and he's got the Mets on a two-game winning streak, and he looks the part. Now, I can only go off of the two games I've seen him play, but he looks like he has poise, it looks like he has moxie, and you could certainly see the skill set on full display. So I agree with you on that. Look, at the end of the day, Alex, I want to just see the team win. And however they can win, I'm all for that. So whether it's your route, whether it's the route that they took, now out of necessity, they're going to have to go to more younger players. But I wouldn't be surprised, Alex, if they do add a big bat along the way here, especially if those guys don't come back, because there will be teams that fall out of it and ultimately end up selling. And I could see the Mets being buyers in that spot because of the expectations, because of the salary, and because of the fact that unless you're historically bad, you are in it. You know, unless you're the Rockies last year or the White Sox a couple years ago, you have a chance to make the playoffs, because that's the way it has been set up by Major League Baseball. So the Mets should not under any circumstances wave the white flag. They had a bad April. They are off to a good start in May. Keep it going and look to improve and add to this team more than sell, and give the opportunity to the young players to get that chance, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And one more point, just to, you know, little funny here, but what is Mark Vientos tonight? What was that play? I mean, a two-year-old could have picked that
when
ball
he fell
up
over the base. When he fell over the base. Yeah,
yes.
You're breaking up there, Alex. I don't know if it's because you're driving back. Yeah, I saw it when I was doing the show, and ultimately they challenged the play. The runner was safe, and then they picked off the runner anyway, so no harm, no foul. I'm not sure what happened there. Mark Vientos, a little before that, had one of the best plays I've ever seen him do at first base, and then he had one of those. Look, he's learning the position or trying to get better and better and better at that. You know, Vientos is probably more suited to be the DH, but Polanco was supposed to be the first baseman, although I thought Polanco was more suited to be the first base. And I understand they had a first baseman that played every single day. We could talk about that from now to the end of time. But the bottom line is that individual, Pete Alonso, is on the Orioles. He's not on the Mets anymore. So
It's about looking, much like Timon and Pumbaa said, you got to put your past in your behind. That's what you got to do. And you have to look forward. And you have to deal with the here and now. And the here and now is the Mets are on a roll, a two-game winning streak, so to speak. And they have so far had a very positive May. And you love to see it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to John in Maspeth. What's up, Johnny?
Oh, these Mets, baby. The baby Mets are surging.
You didn't bet on them. Did you bet on the Mets? Did you bet on them?
I bet on them twice, baby. I bet $100 last week for them to make the playoffs at 3-1 odds, and I just doubled down tonight at +425, baby.
Yeah, I saw your tweet.
Bench breaking out. You got the A train, the AJ Ewing.
The A train.
Christian Scott.
Yep.
Yeah, they had the A train. The real A train. Not my boy Angel. That's a little joke between me and somebody.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Johnny? I just saw your screenshot now just to, you know, I want to make sure that the audience doesn't think you're full of baloney. I did get a tweet from John in Maspeth. His bet slip. He bet the Mets +425. And +310. He does have two bets out there on the Mets making the playoffs, so that is legit.
They're only seven games back. If the Mets can blow seven games
I don't know.
They can make up seven games in 120 games.
Yeah, I don't think he needed to put the shot in there, but that you wouldn't be John in Maspeth without a little bit of a zinger there. That's okay. John in Maspeth's on the Mets train. We know that. Because we know as much as Johnny likes to rip on the Mets, he also, in a way, loves the Mets. You know, he doesn't want them to be out of it in April or May. He wants them in the playoffs. We know that. So, I don't know if we appreciate your support, but certainly we know the deal. That's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I feel like we broke earlier, but it was for a short period of time, Connor. So, I would imagine we probably need a break here. I probably blew past one. Is that accurate? I think I did. That's on me. We wanted to take a short break right after the Met game ended to gather all our thoughts.
We probably could have used a break, but it's no biggie.
No biggie.
It's a no biggie.
Okay. And hopefully everybody out there, as we go to break, we will get to everybody's call. We have a full
The big
rack.
Lugowski.
That's right. We have a big, big final hour of the show. Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Luge evening. We will get to all the calls.
Luge evening.
Yes. 888-808.
And a very Luge evening to everybody out there.
That's right. Thank you, Recorded Tommy. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. Luge in the Late Night here on The Fan. We will get back to all your Met calls right after this.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.